John Hanson joining us now from Block Club Chicago with our extremely local news. So what was the count on protesters over the weekend here in Chicago, John?
Well, counting protesters is always difficult, but they say estimates range around 1,000 protesters on Saturday at Federal Plaza before marching downtown of numerous Chicagoans objecting to President Trump's military intervention in Venezuela. Over the weekend, Charles Thrush, our freelance reporter over the weekends, dove deep into this, not only following the protesters and chatting with them, but chatting with native Venezuelans who call Chicago home. And the protesters starkly against the military intervention. And Charles found more of a mixed bag when you talk with native Venezuelans who are now in Chicago. I don't think he found a single person that had anything to say kind about Maduro, of course, but it was more maybe the mechanisms in which he was removed that some Venezuelans objected to, while others were supported. Activists with the Chicago Alliance Against Racist and Political Repression helped organize Saturday's event, which was dozens of actually organizations kind of coming together. And again, saying that regardless of Maduro's legacy as an authoritarian, no doubt, they say the U.S. doesn't have a right to intervene with the nation's political system. But Charles did talk with a couple Uber drivers, some other folks that had either been here recently or maybe have been here for 20 or so years. More of a celebratory tone about Maduro leaving, though not necessarily an endorsement of the Trump administration. So as you can imagine, like it is with all things, Bob, kind of a mixed bag.
Yeah, and the police did a good job of keeping things orderly over the weekend. They're also touting these crime numbers, fewest murders in 60 years. As the superintendent points out, one is too many, but at least it seems to be going in the right direction, doesn't it?
Yeah, Quinn Myers chatted with the mayor and others about this. And yeah, I mean, it's a kind of an eye-popping number when you think about how it's still too high. It's still the most murders in any city in the country, Bob, at over 400, though per capita, if you were to break it out, we're not in the top 10 of most murders. But yeah, it's low. And I think the main question is why? If we can figure out the why, Bob, and bottle it up and drink it every year, we will certainly take it. The mayor, I won't say he's taking a victory lap. He agrees with Larry Snelling that, you know, one is too many. I think he does credit maybe some of his programs or the programs of his predecessors that really focus on all sorts of issues, not just keeping people behind bars, but giving summer jobs. He talked a lot about the summer jobs program that he doubled when he got into office as giving kids more things to do, teenagers more things to do in the summer, and some other violence prevention organizations that go out in the streets and help triage in the immediate aftermath of shootings, and a host of other programs. Larry Snelling, quick to point out that Eileen O'Neill Burke, our state's attorney, deserves some credit for perhaps keeping some people behind bars that would have otherwise, under the previous state's attorney, been let out. And I think ultimately experts say it's about pulling a bunch of different levers correctly at the same time. It's that short-term, immediate, maybe the worst of the worst off the streets, but it's also with an eye to the long-term of how do we build a city where there's things to do for teenagers, where we can get out of the trap of gang warfare, et cetera, et cetera. And that seems to be what the experts say, although they also note, you know, it's not that this isn't part of a trend. We are down from over 800 murders a year just 4 years ago, Bob. Think of that. From 2021, we've nearly halved the number. So a trend downward for sure, but it's part of a nationwide trend. So, you know, suffice to say, until we get more data and hopefully we see either another drop or some steadying numbers this year, it's hard to say exactly what's happening, but certainly I think all Chicagoans can be happy that it's happening.
Maybe this will help a little bit in the image problem we have now, especially since the president has been pointing out our crime problem here in Chicago, hasn't he?
Right, exactly. And the president might take a victory lap on this, and the crime across the country is down. It was a trend that had started dropping under the previous administration, but obviously after a peak in which a lot of people didn't feel safe. And I just, one last note, Quinn does note in the story, and when we chatted on the podcast, if one person's impacted by crime, if you yourself are, you don't care about these stats, right? It still happened to you. It's still an important story to tell. And I think that's a part of the complex issue of crime in all cities in the area, Bob.
Absolutely. It was a rough New Year's Day in the Beverly neighborhood, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is crazy how many businesses were, you know, normally when a car runs into a building and they're still working out the circumstances of why this happened, it's usually, unfortunately, you know, one business that bears the brunt, but many businesses along 103rd Street in Beverly closed to start the new year after police say the driver lost control of the vehicle and collided with the building early Thursday morning. It happened around 2:20, and he was driving eastbound in on 103rd Street. He lost the control of the vehicle. And this is in an area where there's multiple businesses. So Beverly Phono Mart, which is at 1808 West 103rd. I won't give the addresses to all these, Bob. They're all right there. The Beverly Arts Alliance's gallery was right there. The Found Hers Suite. Affected businesses closed till further noticed, although Phono Mart says they are still doing online sales. But boy, after they had the holiday, the Small Business Saturday, where it snowed 15 inches or something, Bob, these places need to be open. And some of these businesses have lost a ton of merchandise or a ton of stuff that they were selling because this car kind of rammed through a bunch of different areas in the front of these businesses. Someone has been charged in connection with the crash. We're still waiting the full police report on exactly what happened here, whether there was alcohol involved or not. But to a T, all of these business owners say, guess what? The community is stepping up. Because of course they are, Bob. It's the Beverly neighborhood. These people stick together, and they're raising funds. They're trying to figure out ways to buy stuff online from people. And it's all at the story where you can see how you may be able to help these local businesses. And it's written by our own Jim Lynch, who, by the way, Bob, is our new Beverly Mount Greenwood reporter. We haven't had one yet at Block Club Chicago. But thanks to our amazing WGN listeners and others for subscribing, we now have a reporter in the Beverly Mount Greenwood neighborhood, and we're excited about that.
Check the story out. All of them are posted, blockclubchicago.org. Finally, downtown news, a longtime Loop restaurant right down the street from us is closing. Hate to hear this.
Yeah, McCormick and Schmick's. It marks another trend. It's like these steakhouses and seafood places, Bob, that used to be such a great maybe lunch spot for folks, business folks. Another one closing on down downtown. Their Rosemont location is going to remain open. And it's one of the Landry's Group, which has obviously had some closures here and there. Sometimes it's just they're changing up things like the Joe's Crab Shack. They changed the branding on it. But there's no doubt McCormick and Schmick's saw a 10% drop in sales just last year, let alone what had happened the previous years. And we talk about Morton's, a steakhouse still open on the ground floor of 65 East Wacker Place. But these are no doubt kind of becoming more of a rare bird, Bob. And for people that love their steak places, that's too bad.
Yeah, we're down to 930 steak places now, I think. McCormick and Schmick's closed right down the street, 1 East Wacker. And I was going to take you out and buy you a big dinner there, too.
Well, that's right. I remember we had that plan, Bob. Oh, man. So we don't have a replacement place? We're just canceling altogether?
I may take you to Flukey's. No, that's closed, too. Well, I'll have to go to Poochie's with you.
Okay, sounds good, Bob.
John Hanson, thanks, sir.